We are up to Simin Yud Zayin. Who is Chayev in Tzitzis? We will be doing the first three Si'ifim. Sif Aleph is that a person who is blind, Rachmana Litzlan, is Chayev in Tzitzis. Even though the Pasuk says Urisem also, that is referring not to the owner of the Beged, but whether the Beged is meant to be worn by day or by night. We already saw that there's a machlokas rishonim if it is referring to when the beged is meant to be worn or when you're actually wearing it. But certainly not, the pasuk certainly does not mean that the owner has to be somebody who sees. Why is that? Because even though the person himself doesn't see, other people see, and if they would wear this beged, it would be chayiv b'tzitzis. So that we would not use the pasuk to exclude a suma, the beged of a suma, that is, the beged of someone who is blind, because that very same beged can easily be worn by another person, as opposed to a beged made to be worn at night, where nobody would be wearing it by day, and therefore it would never be chayiv. So we have a choice of which one to exclude from the pasuk. We would rather exclude a beged that's not made for to be worn by day, rather than the beged of a particular person who is incapable of seeing. That is Sif Aleph, Sif Beis, Nashim Va'avodim Pturim Ipneishu Mitzvahs Aseh Shazman Grama. Like all other time-bound mitzvahs, the halacha is that a woman, as well as an Eved Knani, will be putter from the mitzvah. Now, according to the Ramah, that doesn't mean that a woman couldn't wear tzitzis. The Ramah holds that a woman is allowed to fulfill any mitzvahs Aseh Shazman Grama and actually make a bracha on it. The Machaber holds not so. This means a machlokis, the mechaber, and the ramah. What is the status of a mitzvah asei shahazman grama with regard to a woman? When she does the mitzvah, can she make a bracha on it or not? The mechaber holds that she could not say the words vitzivanu. She was not commanded to do this mitzvah. According to the ramah, she can say vitzivanu. Vitzivanu meaning that Hashem let her in on the secret of being able to fulfill a mitzvah by doing this. So even though it is not a mandatory mitzvah, still, it is a mitzvah, and she could therefore make a bracha on it. So according to the Mechaber, a woman, not only is she potter, but she couldn't make a bracha even if she wears tzitzis. According to the Ramah, she could make a bracha. Now the Ramah says that it would be mechse keyuhara. It looks as if she is arrogant by wearing tzitzis. Why is that? We know that women fulfill lots of mitzvahs asei shazman grama. Women take arba minim, they sit in the sukkah, they go to shul and they hear tikkia shofar. These are all mitzvahs asei shazman grama. Why should this be worse? Why should tzitzis be worse? Says the Ramah. Because this is only a mitzvah that is required midaraisa if you're wearing the beged. If you are already wearing a four-cornered garment, the halacha is that you have to put tzitzis in there. There is no chiv daraisa to actually obtain a four-cornered garment. For a woman to go and obtain a four-cornered garment and put tzitzis in it, that looks like arrogance. As opposed to, say, lulav arba minim shofar, where there's a mitzvah for every man to go see to it that he hears tkiyah shofar. He's got to obtain a lulav. He's got to go and build himself a sukkah. In such a case, where the actual creating the mitzvah is mandatory for men, there it's voluntary for women and not mechse kiyura. As opposed to tzitzis, where a man, mi'ikar adin midoraisa, is not required to buy himself a four-cornered garment. So l'halacha, the Ramah is saying that women should not go and be mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis. If they did, they would be able to make a bracha on it. Now, in the case of a tumtum or an androgynous, a tumtum is one where we do not know if he is a man or a woman, and an androgynous has the signs of both. Tumtum and androgynous, the halacha is that because they are considered suffik, tumtum because we really don't know what he is, and androgynous because we do not know what the status of androgynous is, the halacha is that they are potter, they are chayiv mi suffik, it's a sveka d'oraisa, but they are, do not make a bracha according to the mechaber because suffik brachas lahakel. According to the Ramah, that a woman too can make a bracha, tumtum and androgynous can also make a bracha. The Mishnah Berurah says, so what is the halacha in the case of a talis that is only chayiv midrabbanan? You see, if what we're saying is that it's safik daraisa l'chumra, and that's why they're mechuyiv to put the tzitzis on, that's only if they're wearing a beged that's chayiv midaraisa. What about a beged that's only chayiv midrabbanan? Say, according to the machaber, if it's made of cotton. Or, according to everybody, if it is a talis that was borrowed for 30 days, He did not get it as a matana manas lahachzir. It was just borrowed for 30 days. Midrabbanan is chayav betzitzis. What if the person is a safek? So it would stand to reason that here we would apply the rule of safek drabbanan lahakelin. You would not have to put tzitzis in there. There are those that are machmir nevertheless. The next halacha, Siv Gimel. Katan hayodea lihisatef. Oviv tzorech likach lo tzitzis lechancho. Even though the mitzvah of tzitzis is only if you have a beged of dalet kamfis, only then must you put tzitzis on them, the mitzvah of chinuch would require you to buy such a beged for your child so that he learns the mitzvah of tzitzis. So it's very interesting. Even though there is no chiyuv d'oraisa to buy yourself a four-cornered garment, there is a chiyuv d'rabbanan to buy your child a four-cornered garment for the mitzvah of chinuch. The Ramah says, how old is this child? When he is old enough to put the tzitzis on right, which means to have two of the tzitzis in front of him and two of the tzitzis behind him, and knows how to hold the tzitzis at the time that he says Shema. Since that is the way we fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis, he's got to know how to put the tzitzis on properly, keep two in front and two behind, as well as hold the tzitzis in his hands during Kriya Shema. At the end, the Mishnah Berurah brings a drashas Maharil that he finds puzzling, where the Maharil says that the minig is that even a boy above bar mitzvah, the minig is not to put on tzitzis until they get married. Meaning, bachrim do not wear tzitzis, it's only married men that do. The reason being because the Torah says, gedilim tasalacha, the mitzvah of putting on tzitzis, and immediately afterwards it says, ki yikach ish isha. From there we learn that it's only to be mekuyim once one is married. And the Mishnah Berurah leaves that as something puzzling. It is tamuha. The mitzvah of tzitzis applies to a gadol from when he is 13. And in the case of a child, there's a mitzvah of chinuch as soon as he is old enough to put them on and hold them properly.